Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, it looked like kind of a quiet trade today.
It really was, Randy. We started off the week a little better in the summer row crops, a little lower in wheat. We saw funds selling a little wheat, but you know, it was the prospect of maybe a U.S.-China trade deal becoming a little closer along with wet weather across the central U.S. that gave corn and beans a little bounce and a little rain in Ukraine and the Black Sea, which caused the wheat market to decline along with fund selling.
Where do we go from here? We just kind of keep bouncing around until we find something more concrete as far as news goes?
Well, I think that's right. I think the U.S.-China trade issues or possible deals enough to keep aggressive selling at bay. At the same standpoint, I would remind everybody we do have a four-day week this week since we're closed on Friday. So, you know, we've got a long holiday weekend forthcoming. But that being said, you know, I think the market wants to see if there's a window to plant corn somewhere after the 1st of May. It looks rather closed until then based on cool, wet weather conditions. And thereafter, we'll see if we get crop in the ground and try to make some assessments of global yields.
Had a two-sided livestock trade today.
We did, yeah. We tried to rally the hog complex a little early, but again, July hogs are trading about a $30 premium to the cash index, so that makes that difficult. And the same standpoint, cattle, which is looking for maybe some weakening cash bids going forward, just is at such a discount, it's hard for it to break. And so here, too, we're all kind of dependent upon Chinese demand for U.S. pork and whether or not these big premiums in the summer months can be held on to.
Tell you what, when we do get this trade agreement settled out, it could be off to the races, huh?
Well, it will be a big day when that happens. We in Chicago here have talked about it now going all the way back to December, so we're a little tired about talking about it. We'd like to see it forthcoming, but you know, until we know details, everybody here is not willing to take on too much risk. But as I said earlier, it does provide some support on breaks. It just can't get us to the upside until we know more of the details of a pact.
Anything else we need to be talking about or be aware of here?
Really not. I think increasingly Northern Hemisphere weather will be more important as we look across Europe and the Black Sea. There are some dry pockets, but here at the middle of April, it's just too early to push any buttons in terms of concern. But as we get beyond May 1st, we'll start to look at those areas a little more seriously.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.